Hi, everyone. Welcome once again to our preview of the NCAA Lacrosse Championships. Now down, of course, to the semifinals in the women's and men's tournaments. And good news for Chris Hogan's Penn State Nittany Lions on the women's side. They'll be in Foxborough this Friday, of course, taking on Maryland, the perennial powerhouse there. Meanwhile, in the other semifinal, you've got the Navy midshipmen knocking off number 2 North Carolina. And the Mids will face local team Boston College. But Chris, very proud of the Nittany Lions back here once again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were in the championship last year, so they made it back, which is, you know, a great accomplishment. I always check up, see how they're doing, because my wife actually played there. She's an alumni.
NFL Penn State lacrosse alumnus, and of course, Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan now to break down the two semifinal matchups in the men's Division I tournament. We'll start with the first game on Saturday. It's a noon faceoff. Ohio State, the number 3 seed, beating Duke versus Towson with an upset of Syracuse.
They look good. I mean, their offense was playing really well. Their goalie was making some incredible saves.
That goaltender, Matt Hoy, with 12 saves, and especially good in the extra man situations.
Yeah, Syracuse has got a lot of offensive weapons. You know, they've been putting up a lot of points on guys this year.
It's the first ever semifinal appearance for Ohio State. For Towson, first time the Tigers get back there since 2001. That's in sharp contrast, however, to the other semifinal matchup. We've got Maryland going up against Denver, number 1 seed versus the number 5 seed. This is a rematch of the national championship 2 years ago.
That'll definitely be the game to watch this weekend. Denver, with their face-off guy, I mean, he was virtually unstoppable, it seemed, in that game. And he just took control of that game against Notre Dame. Really gave them a good chance to win.
Trevor Baptiste of Denver winning 21 of 22 faceoffs this past weekend. And Matt Rambo,
yeah,
who's really the odds-on favorite to win the lacrosse version of the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, the Tourney Award. Yeah, I think he had 8 points. He's their facilitator back there, you know, on the attack. So if he's going and he's scoring and he's getting opportunities for other guys going, then their offense will be tough to stop.
Who makes it ultimately to the championship on Memorial Day?
I think it really comes down to possessions. So, you know, Maryland's going to have to do a good job at the faceoff. You know, the more that Baptiste can create opportunities and possessions for Denver, you know, the better off they're going to be in that game. And then you just have to stop Matt Rambo. And, yeah, you know, I really can't call that one. It's going to be a good game.
All right, how about Ohio State versus Towson, rematch of a mid-March game the Buckeyes won in Columbus by a 6-3 final?
You know, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to go with the Big Ten. It'll be a close game, I think, you know, just with the way that Towson is playing right now. It's going to be a good weekend up here for sure.
The 2017 NCAA Lacrosse Final Four is coming to Gillette Stadium over Memorial Day weekend. For more information or to order your tickets, log on to ncaa.com/lacrosse or call 508-384-9253.